That's right. And behold, there was a man which had the hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him? And he said to them, what man shall be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay it on his shoulder and lift it out? Yes. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath? And then he said to the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched forth, and it was restored whole as the other. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Here this hand was useless. Amen. He couldn't grasp nothing. Amen. And he couldn't put his hand to the plow or anything else. And the Lord said, stretch forth your hand. I can't do it. It's withered. Amen. And the text there is doing the impossible. Doing the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, dear God, dear God, dear Lord. Amen. Doing the impossible. Doing the impossible. And if you'll just stand your feet and ask the Lord to help me, I'll try to preach here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When this man has been told by the Lord, stretch forth your hand. Amen. Stretch it forth. Hallelujah. I can't do it. Amen. Maybe sometimes we don't want to do it as much as... is the reason why we don't get it done. Amen. Stretch forth your hand. You've got to do the impossible. Hallelujah. Even so it is with us. The Savior said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Doing the impossible. Our way is always leading us to a place where the last principle of our life is put to test. Uh-huh. Amen. Where the last, amen, is put to test. Amen. Right. We must begin at the point of the command to do the impossible. Right. If you don't start there, you'll never do the impossible. You have to do what he said. To start with, stretch forth your hand. Amen. But it's withered. No, stretch it forth. And he stretched it forth, and it was made whole. Glory. Amen. Your hand is withered, so you cannot, amen, do what you need to do or like to do. Amen. And Joseph said unto him, the third day, this do, and live, for I fear God. Amen. Hallelujah. This do, and you shall live. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as a self. And he said unto him, thou hast answered rightly. This do. This do, amen. This do, and thou shalt live. Lord of God, amen. Don't start telling me those jokes about you, your mother-in-law. I love everybody, and about that time, don't start that silly stuff with such a precious text. Thou shalt live. Thou shalt love the Lord with what all thine heart. say you can't love, God said for you to love.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. You like to have your hand restored? Amen. Then love. Glory. I said love. Amen. Did not Paul say in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which what? Strengthen me. I can do it. Amen. When your weakness is turned to strength, amen, by doing God's will. Amen. Hallelujah. Overcoming the weakness by the strength of Christ. Hallelujah. I am equal to all things. Christ invigorates me. Amen. They're either doing or suffering. Amen. But I can do all things. Amen. It's the lack of strength that some people can't do anything. Amen. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense. And he will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be open. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Amen. For the wilderness shall water break out and streams in the desert. Amen. A great strength of will complete the submission to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be free of all the weakness? Amen. Of our lives, but thank God, the strength of the eternal God, the secret of fortitude. Amen. Hallelujah. There, in the days of Bloody Mary, there was a Christian that was taken to burn. And they heard the Christian say, I cannot burn. I cannot burn. Amen. They thought for sure that he is about to recant. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he fell on his knees, began to pray. And he said, I can burn. I can burn. Amen. Thank God we can suffer for Christ. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Amen. What suffering do I have to endure in laboring for the souls of others? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what it is to lay down your own life. Glory. Amen. Thank God. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, what? Grace does much more abound. Amen. Somebody said we're living an awful time. Well, are you going to quit living? Are you going to quit praying? Hallelujah. Doesn't seem like me it's the best time that we could have, brother. Amen. To win souls. Amen. Where sin abound, grace doth much more abound. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. The Bible said, for it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Yeah. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Yeah. And Jesus looking upon them with men, it is what? Impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Yeah. Amen. Doing the impossible. You glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Amen. When God says it, it just happens. Amen. Somebody said God did say something that wasn't right. No, if he says it, it's right. Amen. He's God. You can't do anything else with him. When he's God, he's God. Hallelujah. Amen. Impossible with me, but not with God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The old Christian was passing on. A pastor come by, and he said, Sister Mary is sinking fast. Her little eyes popped open. She said, "What?" She said, "How can I sink to a solid rock?" Hallelujah. I cannot sink, amen, any farther than His everlasting arms are underneath us. You don't have to worry about, amen, going down when you're living for God. All things are possible. Hallelujah. The greater the difficulty, amen, is the greater the overcoming. Hallelujah. To overcome, He'll give us a hidden manna. He'll give us a stone with a new name. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Something that God will do for us in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Oh, glory. I'm going to tell you all after a while what I'm laughing about. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a, if you go to Scotland and there to see the jewels of the crown, you've got to go up a steep hill. And there's all kinds of guards, and you got to go through those guards. And then you go into the castle, and then you got to start climbing steps. And when you climb the steps, finally you come to a room. When you come to that room, there's guards there. Amen. And there is all the jewels in plain view. And everybody can fully see those jewels. Amen. But they have fixed in any way, no hand can touch them. You can see it all, but not a hand can touch. Amen. Glory. Amen. There and feel. You know, I'll tell you, if you live for God, do what God said, not a hand can touch you. Glory. Glory. Amen. I asked the brethren over there, I said, "Where is Toccoa, Georgia? Where's Toccoa, Georgia?" And they told me it's up to the northeast, pretty rough country up there. 1942. The United States government decided that they was going to have a airborne outfit. And so they formed in E Company, 506, 101st Airborne. Amen. They formed it and put them there at Toccoa and started a training them. Amen. They tell me there's a mountain there. Amen. And they would run those men up that mountain and down that mountain. Amen. Until you could run it easy. Then they put a full pill pack on you. And then you'd run it up and run it back. Amen. And then the next thing, why, you'd be running up that mountain and back, and they'd never allow you to take a drink of water at any time. Amen. But those men, they wasn't one of those men over 24 years old. The company commander was 28, but all the rest of them, was the oldest was 24, back down to 18. Amen. And they trained them so hard. Oh, God have mercy. Amen. I know what it is. I was in the 503rd. And those boys, they run them together in such a way until they'd see a silhouette of a man running through the woods. They knew exactly who he was. That's O'Neill. Amen. Hundreds of feet away. But they knew Neil as he was running through the wood because they had suffered so much together. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And there's no boy. His name was Shifty Powers. Shifty Powers. Amen. He's a local boy. 3 weeks ago, Shifty died. Amen. I think he was 86 when he died, old Shifty. Shifty was a boy back there in the mountains. He squirrel hunted for the family's food. And Brother Carlos, when the snipers would get on their company, they'd holler, "Where's Shifty?" Uh-huh. Amen. And here come old Shifty. One day they was in a town, I don't know where it was, Toy or the next town there, I forget the name of it. And they was going and was taking that town, and they was a machine gunner was in the third story of a house covering the whole yard there, the courtyard. And as they were doing that, they was ever easy man that would step out there. Boy, he was... He'd get him just like that. The old sergeant hollered out, "Bring Shifty up here." Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Doing the impossible. Uh-huh. Amen. Those boys, they were training them to do the impossible.
All right.
Glory to God. God's been a training some of you to do the impossible. Amen. He's not going to keep us attending. Amen. Nurseries, but he's a training us, amen, for a warfare like you never faced before. But thank God we'll be able to do it. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Amen. A church world, amen, that can't do nothing to a church, amen, can do all things. To a church, amen, can win souls from the gutters. Glory to God, we can do it. And old Sarge, he turned around. He said, "Shifty," said, "you see that third story up there?" He said, "That machine gun's right up there. Now, Shifty, I'm going to run through this square. You get him."
Yeah.
Amen. That old sergeant, with all the courage, Brother Lynn, that you could put in a boy, amen, from the farm, was in him. Amen. They trained him so hard he wasn't afraid of nothing.
All right.
Amen. Shoot at me if you want to, or I'll outrun your bullets.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. And he broke the run, and that machine gun opened up on him. Amen. But he was always, he was shooting behind his feet about that time. Oh, Shifty, pow. Everything's out. An old sergeant, he fell over against the wall. He said, "My God, I thought he'd never shoot." They said, "Is he as good as old Shifty as good as we think he is?"
Uh-huh.
They went to that sniper that's sitting up there in the window.
Uh-huh.
He shot him right there.
Very nice.
Amen. I'll tell you, our people are better than what some of you think.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are, Brother Al.
They can do some things that you never thought they could do.
Right. Woo!
Hey, hey.
Woo!
Hey, hey. We've got to do it!
Yeah.
We've been in training for a long time to do it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
I thought it was gone this time. Amen. I let it in, Neil. Amen. When they didn't do so much medicine and pain relievers, it didn't help me. Till I didn't know who I was.
Right.
I didn't know. They said, "Your wife." And I said, "You mean I got a wife?"
Yeah. Yeah.
They said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And they said, I said, "Where do I live?" And they said, "Tazewell County, Virginia."
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said, "Do you have a home there in Richlands?" And I said, "I do."
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what they did? They brought me a picture of my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Boys, we may have to do it under the worst circumstances. But one thing about it, Brother Joe, amen, he'd been a training for a long time to do it. Oh, oh, glory! Oh, glory! Hallelujah! Let's thank him that he thought us worthy to train us for the kingdom of God. That company that trained at Tocoa, Georgia, am I saying it right, Tocoa? Yeah. They were the best rifle company Yeah, during World War II. Amen. They only stayed in existence for 3 years. They had 150% casualty.
How about that?
Boys, it seemed like that's what I've been looking at. That one backslid over there.
Yeah.
That one over there.
There, yeah, right.
Amen. Right. We're going to have enough manpower. Yeah. Amen. The core of it is still strong enough to take. Amen. When they put them there at Bastogne.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Here come the Germans with everything they could throw at.
All right.
And they are there. Amen. All of their feet.
Yeah.
Amen. Had that, what do you call it? The foot, trench.
Yeah, trench.
Yeah, trench foot. Yeah. And every one of them. Man, you talk about they didn't have winter clothing sufficient.
Right.
They didn't have medical supplies sufficient.
All right.
They didn't have food sufficient.
All right.
Amen. They was out there in the trees. Amen. And the Germans had all their big guns so that they could just drop them in there. Hallelujah. Well, one day they had old Shifty out there on the OP, that's outpost, getting information. He called back old Sergeant and he said, hey, so there's a tree over there beside the road where there wasn't one yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he said, I'm telling you the truth. He said, no, I believe it was Carwood, or he said he got his binoculars and he looked. He said, hey, whew, there's more than one tree out there. They had planted big trees during the night, hiding their big guns,
uh-huh,
waiting on the easy company to move into those trees.
Uh-huh.
When they got them in there, those boys, amen, you talking about guys that was as shot up, beat up.
All right.
Amen. Amen. But there they were. And they throwed everything, the Germans throwed everything they could at them.
Uh-huh.
And they never budged.
Hallelujah.
Leg blown off, Sergeant. Please forgive me for getting hit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hit.
All
I
right.
want to stay here with you and fight.
Fight. Amen.
I want to see this thing end up. Hallelujah. I want to be in this life. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory. Glory to God. Don't see me on a furlough.
No. Glory.
Old Captain Nixon, they was going to make him feel good, you know, and they're going to send one of the men back to the States and let him give a little talk and build up his morale. And so Captain Nixon, he was in the headquarters in intelligence, and they picked him.
Uh-huh.
He said, I've already saw America.
Yeah.
I was in here with these men. Hallelujah.
Glory.
You've already saw enough of the world,
yeah,
but you haven't saw enough of the fighting core of the church yet.
Hallelujah.
Stay with it, boy. Pull it up and stay there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. There is an easy company. Their mission on pre-D-Day,
uh-huh,
pre, 6 hours before D-Day, they was, those Germans had, looking down to the Utah beach, they had those 105 set up, Brother Neil, and they wouldn't be a chance for our boys to get.
All right.
And so their mission was to get in there,
and
there was four batteries of them. Get in there and take those guns out.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Lynn, they give them GP bags, if you know what GP bag is.
Yeah.
You do the other deal.
Yeah.
You got that, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So they was jumping these GP bags. Uh-huh. They got TNT in there.
Uh-huh.
They got machine guns.
Uh-huh.
And they got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
We got to take out them.
Take it out.
I'll tell you what. You may not understand us, preacher, but we got some things we got to take out.
All right. Yes, sir. You're right, Brother Ralph.
If,
right.
If we don't take out, it's going to destroy
it's
our children.
Destroy our church. Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we got to take them out.
The work. Amen.
All right. Now, when you're dropping a plane load of men, Amen. There'll be 16 men in that day and time, and in a plane load, and the officer that was in this plane, and so then you're flying. You never, you're talking about jumping up or, you know, in combat. You never jump over 600 feet. You want on that ground as quick as you can get there, Joe. Yeah. Hey, man, this is no day flamboyant.
That's right, no.
You come up here with all your flamboyant, get your seat and sit down. Go back and go to the 40-foot power again.
Right, yes, sir. Come off
the narrow people. Yes, sir. Hey, man, they took a special day with me. I could not keep my head down. My arms in and my feet together at the same time. And they said, boy, do you want to make it? And I said, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they said, all right, Saturday morning, you be here. And so everybody else was gone, and I went there to that tower.
Yeah.
They put that rigging on me.
Yeah.
And climbed up there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Out of go.
Heads up!
Yeah.
Back up and run again.
Yeah.
I did it practically all day long, but after a while, I could get it right. Hey, some things we ain't getting right. We're still in training to get it right. Hey, man. Hallelujah. The first time I jumped, the black boy that had in front of me. And they gave a command to stand in the door.
Yeah.
And he stood in the door, and they tapped him, jumped, and he went, ooh. They give it to him again, ooh. So they pulled him out of the door, but that time had already passed a drop zone. And he said, y'all give me another change. And help me this time outdoor.
Yeah.
So they put him back in the door, and here we come up on a drop zone, and they give him, and he went, ooh. And they tried to help him. Now, they couldn't help him outdoor.
No.
It was only one way. He wanted to go outdoor, and that back this way.
Yeah.
And so they did, and then they said, Horton, stand in the door. And I stood in the door, and they said, give me that tap to go. And I dove out. I didn't jump. I got out the only way I could get out. I turned loose and fell out. I don't care how I get out, but I'm going to face the enemy in this hour some way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Oh, glory. Amen. I really... I really didn't preach this way. And Matthew, I'm going to tell you what I was laughing about. I couldn't find my text that's going to preach today. And the only thing I could find was this. And I turned. You see how many times I turned? Well, look at there. I opened that up, and there was a text that's going to preach. Yet will. And there it is. I just opened up to him. I couldn't all that time. So it gave me great courage. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Doing the impossible.
Doing the impossible.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Shifty went through that whole war.
All right.
Never was wounded.
Right.
Never did take off.
Right.
Stayed right there in the hot of the battle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you, we're not about to run.
No.
We're not a... What's it? Terminology we use to go in R&R.
Yeah, R&R.
We're not going to sign up on R&R. Hey, man. But, hey, man, I heard about you. You're a pretty tough cookie, they tell me. Hey, man, oh, glory. I said, oh, glory. Hey, man, we may not look like much, Brother Lynn, but we're going to win this battle. But we're going to win the war also. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And There was a boy from up in Pennsylvania. His name was Dick Winters. And he went to Officers Candidate School and got, you know, that they call it OCS. And he got a commission of a second lieutenant. And so he was in this company. And he was a platoon leader. And the captain, the lieutenant that was company commander, hated him. Hated him with everything within him. But old Winters, he just soldiered on. The world hates you, but just soldier on.
Yes, sir.
Soldier on.
Yes, sir.
Soldier on. Do a better job of spit shining your boots tomorrow than you did today, yeah, though you did walk through the mud.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a better job. Hallelujah. Amen. And on the jump they made there at D-Day, the commander of the company and 16 men, their plane went down. They was all killed.
Yeah.
So that left old Winters when they... when they got on the ground. Those planes, the pilot's supposed to shut those engines back so you don't get all that prop blast when you go out and throw you into the tail. You get killed before you even get your plane, your chute open. And so when they hit the ground, the prop blast was so hard they hadn't cut those back. All the GP bags were gone. Most of them hit the ground without a weapon.
How about that?
Hey, man. They had something that you wouldn't have thought of. Uh-huh. I bought Cracker Jacks for something in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what they all had.
How about that?
Is that you, Neil?
Yeah.
That's me. Is where Smith at?
Yeah.
How many ever had one of those things?
Yeah.
How many has never? Don't even know what I'm talking about. Put your hand. They did. They had that little thing. It's what do we call it? Is it? Yeah, it's a little popper. Some of them is. Grasshopper on it, a design or something like that. Well, that's what they use to communicate. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. After a while, he got a squad together. And then they got some more men. And then they found their buddies, some of them hanging from the tree, some of them laying on the ground, and they took their weapons.
Yeah.
Amen. And so, they had an old boy, and he was from UCLA. He is a baseball pitcher from UCLA.
Uh-huh.
And they had him from the deep south and in the north. And farms and coal miners and Harvard and Yale.
Uh-huh.
Had this old boy was from UCLA, baseball pitcher.
Uh-huh.
And they finally got to the place where they needed to come. Those trenches, those Germans were down in those trenches and had those 105 pointed down to Utah Beach.
Uh-huh.
And old Compton, I think that was his name, he pulled off a hand grenade, and that German jumped up to run, and he threw the hand grenade, hit him in the back, hit the hand grenade. They're determined to take their objective. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Neil, that man is determined. Hallelujah. Glory, determined. How many determined? You're going to win the battle.
Oh,
Winters, when he took over that company there, and they took every one of those guns out. Amen. They didn't have TNT. So you know what they did? They took a petition, the possession of the gun, went down there and took one of those, or I don't know what you call them. Instead of hand grenades, you throw them like that. You remember the name of them? You've been out too long too, huh? And they'd take them out there. And that old boy would walk around, yeah. Sneak around, yeah. Get down in that front of that barrel.
Yeah.
Shove that thing down there. Boom!
Yeah.
Number one's out.
Yeah.
Number two's out. Hey, man, it's going to get close combat.
Yeah.
We talk of close harmony.
Yeah.
Boy, you remember the Sons of Song?
There's the best.
Yes, if they're back now, I'd vote there's best yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And they call it close harmony.
Close harmony.
I think one of us was off. I believe it was me. Hey, man, we're going to have some close unity.
Yeah,
yeah,
amen. That's good.
You! You! We're not going to. You remember the first time I come here and Brother Don Rich had preached, I think, a couple of years, and then y'all wanted me to come, but I couldn't come and get here on Saturday night because our Cape meeting didn't. You know, and I believe it's Brother Bobby. I said, Brother Bobby, I can't be there on a Saturday night. And he said, well, when I got here and got up, and I was scared to death. I mean, the building was full, and all of you, the great preachers, was here. And I took my text on when the song runs out.
Uh-huh.
I sung every song I could think of. Archie said, you're my kind of preacher. What he meant, Brother Matthew, I was sinking but wasn't quitting. We got to have some people, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, that won't quit. Won't quit. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so today, at the military academy there, they're using winner's strategy that he used that morning.
All right.
That's the way they still train him. He come up with something, boy. All right, we've got a machine gun and we've got a mortar.
Yeah.
And all right, gentlemen, here it is. Put that machine gun down and you cover that side.
Uh-huh.
Put that mortar over there, and you get whatever you need to get out there.
Yeah.
All right, Neil, you bring the men, and we're going up the center wide open. And don't one of you stop.
No.
If one of you stop the battle, and we'll lose.
Yeah.
Keep going. They're following us. Keep going. Don't you dare to stop. We got to do the impossible. Don't you dare to stop. Pew! That's the way they did it.
All right.
But they done it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Old Winters went from second lieutenant to major, battalion commander.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. There's a whole lot more needs to be preached there. Somebody else need to do it, because I love Brother Leon Head, and if I thought I impeded his progress today of preaching to you, I'd sure apologize to you very quickly, brother. Amen. But Matthew, we got to do the impossible.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got some things I want to say and tell. I bet my uncle. We got any Air Force boys in here? Bobby? Play like you don't hear this, okay? I met my uncle, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "We've been to non-commissioned training officer." He said, "What did you do?" I said, "We was doing close combat and bayonet, veteran, hand to hand." He said, "Yeah, I just got through that too." I said, "Fly boy." Now, Bobby, don't listen, please. And when he said, "Yeah." Now, he's 2 inches taller than I was. And 3 years older than I was.
Yeah.
But he hadn't been where he said he had. I sat on guard. And, and he wasn't on guard. And I told him to that wall over there. I said, "Can't leave that."